Can you make a video telling us what cryptocurrency tokens you're investing in with short explanations why? Yes, Gianna, I can. Here we go. Number one with a bullet won't surprise anybody, and that is, of course, Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the cornerstone of my investment strategy, and if you are in the crypto space to make money and you're not investing in Bitcoin, my question to you is, brother, sister, why? Common answers I hear to this question are Bitcoin is too expensive, or I don't expect it to go up in value as much as other cryptocurrency tokens, but let's reason together, you and I. Bitcoin is the most established cryptocurrency with the greatest, most widely used network. Institutions, companies, nation states, governments are investing in Bitcoin, and it is poised for growth. In a world where we measure value mostly in dollars and cents, the value of Bitcoin will always simply, though it may fluctuate over time, be more. I have other videos explaining why this is. Every investor who's interested in cryptocurrency should do themselves the favor of understanding Bitcoin's mechanics. My strategy for buying Bitcoin is to purchase the same amount automatically every day. And the service I use to do this is called River. You can access their site at river.com or head to the Rise Up Morning Show site, rumshq.com. Go to the recommended tools and deals tabs, and you can use this affiliate link to get a little extra Bitcoin for yourself and help support our show. I like River because they'll connect to your bank. They offer zero fees on recurring buys and withdrawals, and you can set up an auto buy to accumulate Bitcoin on your schedule. For myself, I have the same amount drafted from my bank at the start of every week. I buy the same amount of Bitcoin every day, and I'm accumulating it all the time without ever having to think about it. It is hands down the best investment decision I have ever made. Almost everything else in my portfolio is a strategy to accumulate more Bitcoin. What I mean by this is that if I invest in another cryptocurrency token, it's usually for the short to medium term. And when I take profits, I always use some of those profits to buy more Bitcoin and then think about how else I want to deploy them, whether that's keeping them in stable coins, earning interest until I've identified another promising prospect. I roll them into one of my other positions when it's at a relative discount. Like if a token has been going up, 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 I almost never buy into strength. I always wait for a dip and then dollar cost average in by spreading the amount I want to invest over several buy orders. This is proven to reduce volatility and increase how profitable you are in a given position. You can dollar cost average in and dollar cost average out instead of buying or selling with your full load at one time. The next largest position in my portfolio now, and generally at any given time, is Ether, the layer one coin for the Ethereum network. I hold Ether on a variety of networks. My largest position is on the Linea network because I am currently supplying my Ether tokens on the Linea mainnet through Aave, Aave.com, in order to be eligible for the future airdrop of Linea tokens. They're a testnet on Ether whose mainnet is going live in the fall, and they have promised to allocate a portion of their airdrop to people who are supplying Ether tokens and other tokens on platforms like Aave, Euler, EtherX. This is a level two DeFi play. For folks who've been watching my channel, you saw that I did this with USDC on Katana's network to earn an airdrop of Katana tokens. Generally speaking, whether or not you have a lot of money, earning airdrops for layer one networks or decentralized exchanges that are about to launch is one of the most profitable plays you can do. You can usually earn these airdrops by deploying other tokens, supplying them, staking them, yield farming on some protocol, or by trading your time for money, participating in points campaigns, promoting a token on social media, connecting your wallet to their protocol, etc. I use a lot of my ETH this way because my greatest asset in the crypto space is my knowledge and my network. For example, recently I was invited to participate in Joke Games by Joke Race, a persuasion market. It's kind of like Polymarket where you can bet on a future outcome that's likely to occur, but Whereas Poly Market is usually a two-sided market. Will Donald Trump eat ice cream today? Yes or no? And the people who bet one way or the other, whatever happens, they're going to win some money. Joke Race holds contests where voters influence the outcome and get rewarded. For example, if we had a film festival and there were 10 finalist films, Joke Race participants might be invited to vote by allocating crypto tokens like Ether to the film they think should win. And if that film wins, they get a share of the rewards. Investing early can help you, as the market grows, to earn a bigger percentage of the pot. It's like buying into a meme token early. You know, then the market cap grows and you can cash out from a bigger liquidity pool. Now, I actually made a net loss participating in joke games this year, but the number of contests I was profitable in was greater than the number of contests where I lost money. And on average, my return on investment was around 100%. I also participated in the Log a Dog hot dog eating contest this summer. This is like a niche internet contest where one person who eats the most hot dogs is going to win an Ether token. I didn't have to spend any crypto to like get into this contest. I did buy a lot of hot dogs and a lot of buns, but I would be enlarging my Ether position by winning. And already by participating, I have earned about $327 in rewards. This is really not a strategy I think a lot of people will use, but for me, somebody who is relatively speaking a crypto insider and also relatively speaking a lower net worth individual, it's a good way to trade my resources for monetary resources. And honestly, though I could be a good like trader if I wanted to be, the idea of spending every day at a computer terminal tied to my desk looking at charts is a special place in hell for me. My third largest position is Solana. I've held a bag of Solana for a long time, and I have, like you may have heard Alex does, swing traded it by buying low, selling high, buying low, selling high, with portions of my portfolio to accumulate more tokens at a lower average price and take profits to capitalize on the movement of the token in both directions while it remains at the front of many crypto traders' minds. Some crypto traders try to do this with a lot of different tokens, but I find that time is my most valuable asset and that most people are over-diversified. They own too many different tokens. They don't have enough time to keep up with them all. And speaking personally for myself, I have been more profitable when I manage a smaller portfolio of tokens and pay attention to them. I make better trades that way. I could do this same strategy with XRP because it's got a lot of movement. I could do the same strategy with LINK because it's got a lot of movement. Any mainstay token that has a lot of movement, you know, might go up or down 20 or 30% on a wild day, that is a good opportunity to swing trade. You can set alerts to automate this, use limit orders to automate it. But honestly, I just am plugged into the crypto space. And whenever I happen to hear that we have a green day, I go on and check and I'm like, you know what? This seems like a good time to sell. I look at the chart and I'm like, yeah, this is a local high. Solana usually comes down after it hits this level, or it usually goes up after it hits this level. This is a good time to buy or sell whatever's happening. And that's pretty much it. I always keep some money in stablecoins so that I can have like extra funds on chain ready to go to buy the dip. Usually these are sitting on an ETH L2 because trading on a layer 2 network is cheaper if I need to swap them for another token than holding my stablecoins on Ethereum mainnet. And the liquidity is pretty deep on a lot of L2s. My preferred L2 is Base because it integrates nicely with my like on-ramp and off-ramp. I use Coinbase, the exchange, to take money from my bank account and turn it into crypto. And it's easy from there to send it to the Base app and get it anywhere else I might need to go on chain. I recently sold out of positions I held in Ondo, Morpho, and Arrow. And I might buy back into those tokens if I feel like I can manage another position and I think there's, you know, room for them to grow if we get a good dip or something like that. And I own, dozens of cryptocurrency tokens. Many of them have been airdropped to me. I got an airdrop of like $1,000 of Optimism tokens for playing Crypto the Game that I just hold, you know, for a rainy day that I might sell out of if we hit a local high. And I've bought little bits of this here and there, but I don't really open new positions. I make every position prove its worth to me. I may open a position next in Hyperliquid, because I think it's got room to grow, would wait for a sort of local bottom, maybe in LINK for the same reasons I trade Solana. And everything else, it's got to prove why it's valuable to me. It could be dollars I use to buy Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that helps. Sorry if it's boring, but it's made me money. And what I want to emphasize as the video ends is that there is no one-size-fits-all investing strategy. You got to figure out what works based on what's best for you. Thanks, Gianna, for the great question. Leave your questions in the comments. I hope that helps.